All right. Now, very good morning to all of you, and I'm so glad to see you. I want to give you some updates, okay? It's updates, and then we go to the message. Now, last weekend, I was not here, okay? I brought a small team, okay, to Southern Thailand, which is our Every Nation Church, okay, over, okay, in Southern Thailand, in Hat Yai. Okay, we have been going there, okay, almost, I don't know how many years now, once a year, that's the minimum. And hopefully the next, okay, years to come, okay, we want young people, campus, okay, people to go there so that you can reach out, okay, to the next generation. Now, first night, okay, we have, they started a campus night, okay, this is a day one, the campus night, okay, the engaging friends, okay, who are there. And with that, Mio did the game. And then we engage all the campus students, all right? Now, second night, we spend time with the team, the leadership team, okay, over a meal, okay, our leaders, Edwin, Sue, Kathy, and Max, okay, gave a word, okay, for them as well, and also, okay, extend, okay, our mission giving. On Sunday, all right, Sunday, Edwin gave offering message, and of course, I gave the word, and at the end, okay, Max, Kathy, Sue, okay, sing our Hokkien, Jinjiao songs, okay, to them. Hope they are blessed by that as well. All right, now, so that is a short mission trip, okay, we were there. This morning, I also want to announce, I already told all the leaders that we're going to celebrate our 17th church anniversary. Are you excited? All right, just now when Wing was and the team was leading the songs, wow, flashback 20 years songs. Wow, the memory all comes back. All right, now, so October 1st and 2nd, we have two presidents, okay, coming for to Penang, all right? So I'm capture that moment, okay, to have them speak for us. So on October 2nd, don't go anywhere, all right? Come here. We're going to invite every of our services. We're going to do one service combined, use up all our hall, okay, from here, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Saturday, youth, okay, Kensing, okay, what else? Campus, okay, kids, okay, everybody, okay, be a church, all right? We want to give away a gift pack and so on, but to hear, most of all, to celebrate together, okay? The word is together, coming together. We're going to carry the team called Builder. Let's build, okay, the house of God together. So we're going to have Dr. June. Dr. June Escosa is our president of our Every Nation Seminary, okay? Before that, in terms of mission and all those, you hear him, the heartbeat is, wow, it's different, all right? Now, on the October 1st, so October 1st is a Saturday, October 2nd is a Sunday. So for all leaders, okay, keep that morning, okay, available. We're going to hear from Dr. Nixon Ng as well. Okay, he is the director, okay, of our Every Nation Leadership Institute. Okay, also part of our Every Nation, okay, Seminary. So when I was in Manila last June, okay, he actually asked me, invited me to speak in his church. Okay, marvelous, all right? Now, they actually renovated the whole church, new church plant, and then pandemic hit. So the place was ready, but couldn't run service. Well, the church growing really fast. Okay, when I preached for them, the whole place already filled, 400-500 people. Okay, people will just love the Lord. Okay, thinking about Manila. Last Sunday, I was not here. I want to say Merry Christmas. Malikai Pascal. All right, okay, so for those who know, Berman means Christmas, okay, starts, okay, in Philippines. I remember a few years ago, before pandemic hits, right, so when we were there somewhere, September, October, the moment I landed in the Manila airport, you're already hearing the Christmas carol singing, all right, in the airport itself. All right, now, we are right now in a new block of the book of Romans, okay? So we are now at Gospel Mission. Last week we have AJ, okay, to preach that. Are you all blessed? Yes, okay. So the goal today is that you have a clearer understanding of the power of the gospel, of why the gospel must go, okay, the mission. And sometimes you think about the gospel or mission, I do not know what is in your heart. Okay, when you think about that, okay, your life purpose, what you want to be, it's a big thing, right? Isn't it true for us, many of us pursue all kinds of things, okay, especially, okay, anything to do with money, all right, we will go for it. Now, sometimes when you think about that as parents, okay, we want our children to study something, that at the end of the day, they actually get a good job, good income, okay, a good family, okay, and so on. But how many of us heard about the story of a father who have only one son, and he make him a missionary, and it's none other than Jesus Christ. Okay. Gospel mission, as we talk about it. Today, in chapter 10, we are going to cover, okay, the passage from verse 9 to verse 18. Okay, that's where we're going to cover, okay, that. We're going to hear a bit about how the treat, okay, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to Romans 10, verse 9 to verse 18. Shall we read together? 1, 2, 3. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him who, of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. The last portion. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed, they have. For the voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, as we look into this passage, Holy Spirit, come, teach us, guide us, change, transform, okay, our mindset, Lord, and we look at the gospel, how we should respond, okay, to it and to bring, okay, to the ends of the world. Holy Spirit, teach us, guide us, change us. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. You know, when I read this passage, that brings me to a place where among all the gospel sharing that I have, okay, the passage that we are looking at is the highlight, okay, that many that I have shared has come to know, okay, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that passage is normally, I will say this, have you heard about the Roman road? Say with me, Roman road. Okay, which many of the texts actually come from the book of Romans. You just need to memorize 5 verses. Say with me, 5. Give your neighbor left and right, 5. Give a good high five. Okay, being good there. All right, now. So when you think about that, just 5 verses, these 5. So I want to walk with you on the first part of the passage. Is these first 5 verses, friends, it will change your life. I pray that through this, you also, okay, lead someone, okay, to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so number 1, Romans 3:23, that says, for all have sinned and fall short the glory of God. All right, what does that mean? Is it only one person sin? No, all the Bible say, all, including myself, every one of us, okay, have sinned and fall short the glory of God. To understand this is very simple, okay, none of us, not even one, Bible says, not even one of us are righteous. Now, here he says, has fall short the glory of God. Now, to unpack that, many of us here are engineers, yes? You're engineer in somewhere or another, whether it's electrical, electronic, okay, what else? You're a quality engineer, you're a production engineer. And somewhere in your life, you engineer something. Yeah? You also engineer somehow, okay, the one that you love is now your wife. Okay, now. So, when you are engineer, you have a certain standard that you follow, okay, design or whatever, okay, quality. You have this standard that you follow. Anything that falls short of this standard, sorry, fail, you won't accept, you won't sign, okay, because you fall short, okay, of that standard. If you are a cook, even your style is agar-agar. Anything fail beyond your tongue taste, your tongue, he said, sorry, not nice, okay, right? So somehow we have a standard somewhere. Now, likewise, when you come to God, okay, Romans 3:23, Bible says that for all have sinned and fall short the glory of God. God wants to bring us, okay, to his glory. And we I fall short, okay, of that. So how? Chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Can you imagine that? Okay, God loved us, God showed us, God demonstrated his love, Hello, we were still sinners. God already loved us. God already demonstrated, okay, His love for us. To unpack that, now how many of us, we have loan somewhere? We have a loan. Now, even, no, okay, let's say you take a loan of your house, okay? You purchase a house, you take a loan. Friends, you have to pay to the last bit. How many banks will say, oh, you still have 10%, okay, to go. Now, I give you the title, it's all yours. Will any bank do that? No, he'll make sure you pay until the last single dot, okay, of whatever you owe. Likewise, if you buy a car, also the same. Okay, if you do any other installment, also the same. The last of that, okay, you pay, and then it's yours. Well, friend, this is our God. While we were still sinners, God already demonstrated, okay, the love, okay, toward us, okay? So if you have not paid to the last dot and passed the time, what will happen? The court order will come. All right. Now, number three, Romans 6:23, that says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you read this, the wages of sin, it means the penalty of sin. In other words, when it comes to sin, there's no way out. It's death. The wages of sin is death. There's no escape. Whichever way you want to run, okay, the sin will search for you. Okay, that's what it means, all right, now. But God made an offering, okay, to mankind, okay, which is a free gift of God. You know, last time when doing English, I put down there free gift. Free gift. Then I was being corrected. That is, a gift is already free. We don't need to put the word free there. Gift is already free, you know. But can you see the emphasis was given? It's a free gift of God. It's a double, okay, emphasis. God is offering that to mankind. And this is not an ordinary gift because it's a gift from God. Sometimes we receive a gift, we don't even like the gift. True? Sometimes the gift that you receive, you pack it. You don't like, you pack it. You keep it to when somebody's birthday, you repack and then you give away. All right. And when your friends say, "Aiya, expire," because you, pss, 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 and then the smell was different. Okay, now. Anyway, that's a joke. Okay, now. So what gift is this? This gift is none other than eternal life. And where can you find this eternal life? It's none other than in Christ Jesus. That's where, when we come to knowledge of the Lord, it's all about, okay, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm glad the songs, okay, that was sung, okay, this morning. Now, continue with that, huh? Now, many have not understand the degree and the seriousness of sin, okay, the wickedness and the ugly side, okay, of sin. Many have taken God's grace and His forgiveness for granted. When that happened, it's just abusive, all right? Now, let me unpack, okay, a story, okay, not real story, but a story that happens to understand that. Now, how many of you will take this challenge? Swim from Penang to Cebu Island, because Boracay Island's over there, right? Okay, beach. Okay, how many of you will do that? I try to search. How long is the distance? It's about 3,200 kilometers. Mary and Bilha just came back. Do you swim there? No, okay. AJ, no. Okay, now. I've not been to Boracay Island yet. Okay, now. It's 3,200 kilometers. Is it possible? This very rich man say, if you can do that, I will offer you $1 million, $1 million. Okay, the condition is you got to continue swimming, no stop, no any other gadget. Okay, you must swim to the end. If you stop halfway, sorry, nothing for you. That's the only condition. Okay, everybody is clear? All right, so on that day, guess how many will show up? None. So the rich man said, okay, like, why not increase one more zero? 10 million! So the call was given. And then, how many will show up? Guess what? Nobody show up. Okay. The rich man starts to think again. Maybe it's just too little to have to do this kind of challenge, all right? So, increase one more zero. USD 100 million. Guess how many will show up? To his surprise, 10,000 people show up. It's a story, okay? Story, huh? It's not real, okay? Not real, okay? Now, 10,000 people show up. I want to make a point, all right? 10,000 people show up. Why? Because thinking that's a lot of money. Even if I try, maybe I will win some, all right? So that's human nature, all right? Now, so 10,000 show up. Guess what? A few hundred meters, many gave up. You try and teach to swim, your own swimming pool. How many laps can you go, right? Now, I tried to Google, okay, the longest distance a man could swim, okay? So you could Google, right? It's about 250 or 220 kilometers they could swim. But we do not know what's the condition, all right? The weather, okay, how rough the sea, wind, or all those, I do not know. But you can Google that, all right? Now, so many more gave up along the way. After hours of swimming, finally, we have a winner. Okay, we have a winner because there's still one more swimming. And after 100 kilometers, he reached 200 kilometers, okay, of swimming. But when he reached until there, he suddenly gave up. But everyone was cheering because he reached 200 kilometers. Questions. Does he win the USD of 100 million? No. Does he qualify or deserve this 100 million USD? Half? Prorated 200 over how many kilometers? Prorated? No? Definitely not. Because that's not the deal. Yes? But human is like that. So this man make a demand. I swim 200 kilometers. I beat all the rest. I deserve something. That is where human nature is, okay? Couldn't see, all right, that they have fall short, okay, what happens. Sometimes, like, when you can work so hard, you can work so hard to reach heaven, up to heaven, even you have one more meter left, because work so hard to reach heaven, one more meter left, and you collapse and die. And not knowing Jesus, what happens? Go heaven or go hell? Oh, so quiet. Don't dare to put judgment. Okay. Normally, I say got three H lah. First, you go hospital. After hospital, there's two more H. It's whether heaven or hell. So when you look at this, the same is true when God say in His Word, we have fall short the glory of God, and there is no other way. When I was very young, I was saying, God, there's no other way, man. Then I come to a place, yeah, I totally agree, convinced there's no other way. Because I try to think so hard, how can save mankind, you know? Then I think so hard, I only have this finite mind. And I realize that God has think through. My brain is not God's brain. God has think through all. If there's a way, God would have thought so. And there's none. And there's only Jesus Christ. That's where how we come to Romans 10, 9 and 10. They say, because, okay, how you come to know Christ, how you come to embrace, okay, who Jesus is. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Unpack that, okay, very easy, all right? So when you confess, that means it's you believe. Now, the word confess in the Greek word is called homologio. What does that mean? It means speak the same, to agree with, okay, one mind, one heart, which also means, okay, your heart and your mouth, same. What is in your heart and what you say is the same, okay, the confession, okay, homo means same, logio means the word, okay, same meaning, you're not denying, but you're agreeing, okay, that's what it means. You know, when there's a time when my brother and I was sharing the gospel to my father, all right, then we brought up this verse. You know what he says? He says, a lot of people, a lot of people, what is in the heart, what they say is all different, all right? So with that, he was saying, what about you, Father? What about you, all right? He said, today, my heart and my mouth is the same. So we led him, okay, to Christ in that afternoon. So whose mouth, when you confess, to unpack this, is your mouth, my mouth. So God reached us personal. Okay, it's our personal confession. All right, so our mouth, okay, a personal act. Okay, what do you confess? It says here, you confess that Jesus is Lord. Yes, so when you confess Jesus is Lord, what do you believe? Or where do you believe? You believe in your? Do you believe in your kidney? Or believe in the intestine? No, he says that in the heart. That's why the heart must settle. It's an issue of the heart. Okay, what do you believe? You believe that God raised him from the dead. The result is you will be saved. Now, why Paul was saying that, you must believe in your heart? Now, you go back to their background. They live in a time, there are so many philosophers. They are full of knowledge. So when you come to Christ, it's not about the knowledge, although it's important, but it's about the heart. You can have full of knowledge, but what does the heart say? You can say whatever, but what was your heart? So it must settle the heart. It's an issue of the heart that the mouth confesses and the heart believes. Both must be in agreement. Otherwise, it's hypocrisy. All right? So with that, the heaven and earth, heaven and hell is very real. Sometimes they say heaven and hell. How far is heaven and hell? You talk about distance from Penang, okay, to Cebu, all right? Well, how far is heaven and hell? If you have a ruler, you just put it here because your heart and your mouth is that far. Is that far? So when someone on the deathbed, do you believe in Jesus? Is this that far? When the heart and the mouth does not, okay, agree, all right? So when a person comes to know the Lord, the assurance salvation will be Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now you answer me. What is the name of the Lord? Wow, you are safe. What is everyone? Who is everyone? What's the meaning of everyone? Everyone. Okay, so that is the promise, okay, given. All right, now, may I ask you, how many of you have met a good person? Well, you say, wow, this person is very good. He's very kind, very generous. But he doesn't know the Lord. Well. He doesn't believe in Jesus. So how? What about a person is really evil? Well. But then this person come to know the Lord. He repented and come to know the Lord. So there are questions and more questions. I was just thinking, so what we do? Why do we care about people who do not know Jesus? Why do we care about people around us, near us? Far, okay, this is too far, but what about those around us, near us? Why do we need to go to the nations? Why do we send missionaries? Why we live a missional life? Why we give to missions? Why we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? So we're going to look at the second part, okay, today. So think about, who passed away recently? The queen. So they have all these lines say that God save the queen. Now it's God save the king. Who else passed away recently beside the queen? A few more, right? Yeah, I received a few more. All right, now. When I think about that, I try to search this in this website. Say, I want to find out how many people actually die each day globally. All right, it's a bit small, so I take a snapshot. So 183. The same time when I searched for this, this one also came out in the same page, 2015, that Queen Elizabeth II became the longest reigning monarch of the United Kingdom. All right, so it was already declared, okay, in 2015 on 9 September. Now, if you look at 183,671 per year, you times 365 days, it's 67 million. More than Malaysia population, 2 point something. All right? Now I'm trying to think. How many percent actually go to heaven? And how many percent go to hell? Have you ever thought about that? So the degree of how much do we want to populate heaven, okay, and plunder hell? So with that, I want to leave 4 phrases, okay, for us at the balance of this message. All right, now, we look at verse 12 that says, for there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on him, the name of the Lord shall be saved. So First phrase, no one will be saved if they do not call on the name of the Lord. Why? You try to go out to sunshine, go out somewhere, hey, what's the name of the Lord? Do you think they will reply you? Yes, they will reply you. What they will reply you? Siao, this lang, siao. Okay. So let me tell you, no one will be saved if they not call upon the name of the Lord. But here Paul also wrote that in Christ there is no division, there's no distinction, there's no favoritism. There's no group, no culture, no race, okay, that have a special claim, okay, on God's grace. Okay, in other words, there's no difference between the white and the black. Okay, black, white, yellow, brown, dark brown, light brown. Okay, there's no, okay, distinction. Nobody has to sound like you, walk like you, work like you, talk like you. What you need to show is whether you have Jesus in you. You know, I read a missionary story long time ago. Okay, let me read some of those missionary stories. It's just amazing, right? How they reach out to the lost. Now, this one, when I was very young, so I tried to search this story again. I couldn't find, all right? Now, this missionary had a shipwreck. And knowing that no one will be able to be saved or rescued, all right? So that means to have a rescue team to come, by then they all will be dead. So this group of missionaries, what they did was, immediately they swam to everyone. So they will swim and saw this group of people. What they asked is, do you know Jesus Christ? The moment they say yes, praise the Lord. They swim to the next one. Do you have you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes, praise the Lord. They swim. Okay, anyone that do not know Christ, you better receive Jesus Christ because you either ended up in heaven or hell. But there's no way anyone could come and rescue, okay, them in this shipwreck. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So with this, okay, that means there's no limitation, no exception for whoever call upon the name of the Lord. In other words, anyone, anywhere can be saved at any time. That's the first phrase. Number two, that's the feature I want to give you. All right, now, next one. Next phrase, no one will believe if they have not heard. Verse 14 says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not heard? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they going to believe if they never heard about Jesus? You know, when we do, each year when we go to southern Thailand, one of the setbacks is that we don't speak their language. But thank God for April could speak, Sue could speak, all right? And for the rest of us, it's like, we depend on the interpreter, okay, to do so, all right? So somebody else asked me, okay, what's the highlight for the trip? I have this conversation, okay, Martin, with the friend that he invited, is a Thai, all right, now. So through all those conversations, it's a three-person talking, all right? I speak, he interpret, he hear his answer, he reply, then he interpret, go ding-dong like that. Wow. Language, okay, become, okay, the factor, okay, so we are so dependent on the translator, okay, to help us. Imagine the amount of good news that you have. You came back and you want to tell the good news. You are so happy, but your family will not even want to understand what you're talking about. All right. Now, I heard another story of missionary trying to share, okay, the gospel to a tribe that have never heard the gospel in Guatemala. All right. That's a Central America. Now, we all know that each tribe had their own language and a dialect. So one day, he decided to give this Indians, it's not the Indian, okay, it's the Indian to a Spanish Bible. And they said this, if God is so great, why can't he speak my language? That question became a dream, a vision, and was realized. He became the greatest missionary translator and started what we call Wycliffe Bible Translator. All right. I met a few in Penang. They were working on the Hokkien Bible. Interesting, right? And the same time for Chinese, there are so many dialects. And try to work on that. Wow. Long time ago, I was told of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola make it to Amazon jungle. And make it to Africa jungle. I tried to find the picture, but couldn't. But I found this one, it said Mexican. You were drinking Coca-Cola, my friend. Are you thirsty? If Coca-Cola can make it there, friends, Jesus Christ can make it there as well. No, there's no time. You go to the Philippines, you have all these t-shirts. Very interesting, all right? Now, correct, yeah? Now, third phrase. No one will hear if they have not preached. Romans 14, the second second part of verse 14. And how are they to hear without someone, okay, preaching? Just now they want us to address, this person is none other than William Cameron Townsend. Huh? Okay, now, just acknowledge his name. Okay, now, talking about this, think about how you speak the gospel in your own language. You know, even for myself, speaking Mandarin is a challenge, all right? If I have told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to speak Mandarin. The minimum I ask, that I'm able to share the gospel and the person come to know the Lord Jesus. Yesu aini. This morning, Jude, Seseni. Where's Jude? Okay, Seseni, all right. Hokkien, yes, ya so ailu. Cantonese, yes, so oily. Bahasa, Yesus cintamu. Tamil, Yesu ni, what? Nikira. Correct. Okay, now. We were in Thai, I tried to ask. Say, pra Yesu rakun. Yeah, Jesus love you. Try to speak in your own dialect to say Jesus love you, the minimum. Okay, Yesu aini. Because if you do not know the language, you are the foreigner. Okay, when you go to a place, if you don't know their language, you are the foreigner. So someone got to preach the gospel. If you want to reach the people around you, you got to preach. You got to take that initiative to speak that language. All right? Cameron Townsend, one of his quotes said this, "The greatest missionary is the Bible in the mother tongue. It needs no follow and is never considered a foreigner." So speak that language. All right? So God has spoken that no one can be saved without preaching the gospel. Now, I want also to tell you, the word preaching is not just here, all right? It's not just here. Everywhere you go, the moment you proclaim God's goodness, okay, you are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you do a breakfast time, okay, a lunch time, a meal, and you speak about who Jesus is, all right, you are proclaiming, okay, who God, okay, the goodness of God. If somebody will ask you not everybody can go heaven, if you can answer that, well, you are bringing the gospel, okay, to God. If they don't ask you heaven, they ask you about hell, okay, all right, you are proclaiming who God is. Tell them that Jesus, okay, died for them. You know, many of us who know Billy Graham, okay, Billy Graham is one of the greatest evangelists of our time. I don't know whether you have heard him live. I've heard him live, went to some of the stadium. When you hear him speech the gospel, you say, oh man, I want to preach like him. When I grow up, I want to be like him. Jesus love you. Wow, the sound effect, you came back, you said, wow, you just sing deep. You felt that you want to receive Jesus one more time. Evangelists. Simple message, but penetrate through the hearts of the people. So if you Google about him, they say in his lifetime, he has preached the gospel to 215 million people. The mass meeting attracted thousands of people in one venue, okay, to hear Graham speak. In all, Graham held more than 400 crusades in 185 countries. That means almost all the world already. All right, now. And territories across six continents, reaching 215 million people. Somebody interviewed him at the age of 85 that said this, Reverend Billy, if No, you are now over 85 years old. You are in poor health. Why don't you retire? Guess what was his reply? His reply was this: I can't find in the Bible that says anyone retire. You can retire whatever position you are in, but never retire in preaching the gospel. Question for us: what about us? What about you? All right, leads me to the fourth phrase, and then we're going to end, right? No one will preach if they are not sent. How are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach, okay, the good news. This passage was taken from Isaiah 53, verse 6 and 7. All right? Therefore, my people shall know my name. Okay? Preach the name of Jesus. Therefore, in the day they shall know that it is I who speak. Here I am. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Background, they live in a time of war. Every time there's someone coming back to bring news, many times it's like somebody died here, who died there, my son died, that one died, and no, they still bring back, whether they bring back the corpse or not. But Prophet Isaiah, this is Old Testament vision of bringing peace, okay, to Jerusalem one day. That is the vision or the prophecy given, okay, for the peace of Jerusalem. So you can imagine what is to come. So that means when Paul said that, how beautiful are those feet? That means the people that come, they are bringing good news. Amen. Today, what is not much the change, right? You hear rumors of war. People are very restless. Okay, what is nation to become? Okay, we have these 40 days of praying and fasting for nations. Okay, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, earthquake, various places, and the beginning of the birth pain. Matthew 24. I'm just repeating what it says right now. So how do we bring good news and glad tidings, okay, to people? Now, in ancient time, they do not have phone like us. They don't have internet service. What do they use? They use the messenger. Have you ever thought how marathon comes about? News are being brought from one place to another place by the runners. Today we call them the marathoners. You try to run 1 kilometer. Some of us is like, die. But today, 30, 40,000 people will come in to run for Penang Bridge or whatever marathon. Messenger run from one place to another. How many of you want to bring good news? Yes. All right. Only two. One more time. How many of you want to bring the good news? Yes. Now check your feet. Bible says, you have beautiful feet. All right? Beautiful feet. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news? Today, I was introduced a new shoe. Not today, I mean a few weeks ago. A new shoe, the new brand called Hoka. How many of you have shoe Hoka? H-O-K-A? No, you're going to find out. You have, Chong Ying. Okay, now. In Hokkien, Hoka means good feet. Hoka. Good kaki. All right? In Bahasa. So it's like close, verse 16 to 18. That's where here makes sense that what's happening now? But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So God to speak. If you don't speak, nobody will hear. Right? How are they going to hear if you don't preach? How are they going to preach? Who's going to preach if they are not sent? So I ask, have they not heard? Indeed, they have. For the voice has gone out all the earth, and the words of the ends of the earth. I go to amen. All right. So now, what's our part? There are three ways. You can pray. So in our prayer, worship prayer night, or whichever you pray, remember, pray for a nation. 2 weeks ago, we have a visitor that came. So he's engaging me and he said, Pastor, would you pray for a group, people group. I said, wow. Today I replied him. I said, wow, that's marvelous. So he sent me. Got to pray for people group as well. People group and pray for nation. You can give. I saw many people that come. Pastor, could you give to a nation? Okay, to a missionary. Or you go. All right, that's another way. So we do all those small mission trips. But I never know. If you are called to mission, called to the nations. All right. So pray. Okay, for our people, our family, our friends, our school, colleges, university, workplace, neighbors, our community, and nations. Pray that God will open their eyes of their heart and see and know the truth of God. A good amen. Somebody said, the marathoner, the messenger, on Friday, he ran and said, Jesus has died. Jesus is dead. It's Saturday was so quiet because he did not know what to do. So he ran. And then he got the next news. On Sunday, he ran. Jesus is alive. How many of you want to bring that message? That Jesus is dead and Jesus is alive. So in other words, go. Go to where God has called you. In your workplace, okay, in your family. Go tell. Tell the world, okay, that Jesus loves them. Go tell the world, okay, that Jesus died for them. Go tell the world that Jesus is alive, because Jesus is the hope of the world. Amen. All right, let us pray. Worship team, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, we ask, oh God, Lord, even as how Paul puts it, Lord, Father, that we understand who we are, the nature of sin. Father, today I thank you, Lord, that you have called us, okay, to go. Father, that how, okay, that people call upon the name of the Lord if they've not heard, okay, the name of the Lord. How can they hear if no one preach? How can people hear and preach if they are not sent? Friends, today, okay, as a pastor of the church, I charge everyone here, okay, to go and tell, okay, the world, okay, that Jesus loved them, Jesus died for them, okay, Jesus is alive, and Jesus is the hope of the world. A good amen.